Welcome back to Word of Mouth. Well, that music, such as it is, means Word of Mouth's internet Sherpa Brady Carlson is back with us. After his weekday shifts hosting All Things Considered, Brady likes to unwind by gathering new items for Here's What's Awesome. That's our frequent look at the web and its endless list of memes, trends, and viral hits. Brady, great to have you back.
I was going to think of a clever response to that, but it's...
You can't even...
I can't remember it. Sorry.
I think it's the Department of Energy is what you're looking for. Everyone's seen the viral video of the moment by now. This is Texas Governor Rick Perry's oops moment, if we need to remind you.
And I will tell you, it's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
You need five.
Oh, five. Okay. So commerce, education, and
I'm starting to feel sorry for the old chap. Another video has popped up of GOP frontrunner candidate Herman Cain having trouble answering a question about Libya. This was before an editorial board from a newspaper. These are the kinds of things a candidate, of course, will hope just never see the light of day. So what are they hoping that voters will look at?
Well, they have been producing a lot of videos, and some of them are more straightforward campaign ads, which more and more are simply being posted to the web and not being run as paid ads. They figure the media is going to cover them anyway. So why pay to, you know, you can get the same amount of exposure just relying on the media to cover it. Many of these videos are not 30-second ads, though. They're actually produced more like movie trailers. This site Tech President did something kind of funny. They took a series of these candidate ads and compared them to the trailer for the movie Transformers 3 and found they were actually more similar than you might expect.
Well, let's hear from one. This is by former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who is gaining in the polls.
The American people create jobs, not government.
Would you reappoint Ben Bernanke?
I would fire him tomorrow. I think the Fed should be audited.
I'm not particularly worried about Governor Perry and Governor Romney frightening the American people when President Obama scares them every single day.
When I was Speaker, we added 11 million jobs in a bipartisan effort, including welfare reform.
So, cue the dramatic music.
Yeah,
a very cinematic approach. We've seen this kind of thing before, but it's certainly a world apart from viral video.
Yeah, it's not exactly the kind of thing. You know, it's not like 4 years ago when Mike Huckabee was making a video for the internet crowd with Chuck Norris trying to get some buzz there. This has been a little more conventional. That's not to say that the candidates haven't been doing the typical web things, Twitter feeds, blogs, you know, behind the scenes videos. But it's not necessarily innovative stuff. By now, that stuff is conventional. It's been done for a couple of campaign cycles now. One thing that did catch my eye recently, there is a page on Herman Cain's website. It's actually the page most people won't ever see. It's the 404 page, the page you go when you click
when
on
you
a link.
Get an error.
Yeah, when you go to the wrong thing. And it says, like an Obama policy, this 404 page will get you nowhere. Whether you agree with the sentiment or not, it is a very webby, non-traditional campaign joke in a sea of mostly traditional campaign content.
Well, no matter what they do, they can't manage all of it, obviously. There's been a series of lip-syncing videos where candidates, you know, we see them making speeches, shaking hands, kissing babies, but their voices are actually filled in with just gibberish to match the lips, saying some pretty funny stuff. Here's the one of Herman Cain.
I can probably freak on you. It's just crazy. No, we ain't never have this. An old rotten eagle's nest, nachos and hogwash. This is my juice, and I'm hungry.
It's just silly.
The bad lip sync folks they started out by working on bands. They would take music videos and rewrite the songs to fit what the lips were saying. They very wisely moved on to politics.
And they're equal opportunity lip syncers, you know, Michelle Bachmann, Romney as well. All right, so that's all regular web fare here in American politics, but maybe not in Russia. Now, tell us about Vladimir Putin's saucy new ad campaign.
Yeah, this is an ad you will not see from any of the candidates in the 2012 race in America. There's a couple of 20-somethings walk into the polling place. There's this sort of light techno music playing in the background, and they're flirting, and then all of a sudden they walk into the polling booth together. You don't actually see anything risque happening, but the message is very clear. You know, it's a vote for Putin means love.
Well, or something
or
like it.
Or something like that, yeah.
Well, Putin's been on this sort of YouTube branding campaign over the last few years. I mean, that video where he kind of saves the TV crew by shooting a tiger. Or him doing judo. I mean, is this what the Russian people are looking for in a leader?
I from what I know of Russian political culture, you can sort of build this larger-than-life brand of yourself. And Putin is sort of a small, balding guy with a, you know, kind of a high voice. It's probably a wise imaging move for him to show himself, you know, with... with a judo outfit on or shooting large game, things like that. You know, either that or he thinks he looks great without a shirt on, and one or the other.
Well, and for those who want to save rather than shoot animals, there's just an amazing video on the Atlantic website of a team airlifting black rhino to a reserve. Now, they're doing this by helicopter. Just imagine the scene. These massive animals bound by their feet flying over the Serengeti to new areas where they will have larger areas to roam. Let's hear it.
And this is the kindest way we've yet discovered of moving a rhino from the field to a vehicle.
It is a big operation. It's a lot of animals to try and move in a really short time.
There are no roads. There is no access whatsoever. You know, most of these parks are wilderness area.
Now, of course, we do have links to for everyone to see these videos for themselves. But what's going on here, Brady?
This is another example of how wildlife groups have really used the visual side of the web effectively. They put together a lot of videos, photo slideshows, things like that, just to raise awareness of conservation and animal issues. This is really high quality stuff. This is a nice video. You're not going to confuse it with like the movie Operation Dumbo Drop, where there's an elephant flying around for kids. Two other sites I wanted to mention on the same vein: Yuzu UK, which is all over YouTube. It has really cute short animal stories from zoos around the world. And zooborns.com, which is baby animals born at zoos. You don't get cuter than that.
Okay, Brady, last time you were here, you talked about a change to Facebook where the site would select top stories for each user and then have this fuller news feed in the right-hand corner, so like a ticker. How's it working out for them?
Well, they're walking it back already, not that well. A lot of the people who didn't like it said it was just hard to kind of figure out why they were choosing certain things as top stories. A friend of mine had a kid recently, and that got bumped down to the bottom of the page because I needed to hear the top story, which was someone else had eaten a sandwich. So you can now choose whether you want to keep that model of letting Facebook choose the top stories or whether you can just have the most recent things at the top of your page. Most people can now do that. Everybody's going to have access to it very soon.
Okay, Brady. Awesomator Brady Carlson is here with us for the What's Viral in News and Culture on the Web. And again, you can find links to everything that we're talking about. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also submit your own awesome finds on our Facebook page. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. All right. You've been following the Occupy Wall Street movement and its satellite protests for the past, 2 months, I guess, they've been active. Police have cleared out some of these encampments, like the one in Oakland, I think Portland, Oregon as well. Is this the time? Is it make or break time for Occupy?
I think it's hard to say. And actually, I've been hearing some of the places where people have been cleared out, they're already regathering. So it may that they just keep going on. If there is any change at all, I think it'll start to evolve. Anything that's web-based or viral like these protests are, they start to find new techniques, new things to do. We've heard a couple of them. One is called the mic check. It's a group of protesters who show up at a political event or a speech, and at a predetermined time, they interrupt the speaker. This happened to Michelle Bachmann, the candidate, not so long ago.
All right, let's hear from Michelle Bachmann.
Mic check! Mic check! This will only take a minute.
This will only take a minute.
We have a message for Ms. Bachmann.
And this also recently happened to Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. A group of people in Wisconsin interrupted one of his speeches. Actually, it was in Chicago, I want to say. And they sort of had the same kind of moment, you know, criticizing the policies that have been in the news in Wisconsin lately. The other technique was something in Harlem. It's actually a woman who was living in a building that was kind of run down. It needed some upkeep that the landlord apparently wasn't doing. The city was knew about it but couldn't get in to fix it. So the woman went to Zuccotti Park. She said, "I see a lot of activists here who are trying to change things. Why don't you come to my building and help me out?" So they actually occupied the boiler room in her building until the landlord allowed the city in to fix the boiler, and that did happen. So we may see more of those quick, direct action kinds of activities.
What have we seen in the videos that have come out of these police breaking down the protest camps at Zuccotti Park and other locations?
We've seen kind of the same conversations that we've seen online typically, which those kind of videos tend to be very direct, and so they evoke a very visceral response from the people who watch them. So you'll see a lot of comments saying, "I can't believe that this is happening in America. I'm really disappointed," or "I'm really upset," and that sparks sort of a whole new round of sharing. Whether or not that leads to a greater awareness or greater participation in Occupy protests, I think we're just going to have to see.
Right, and I'm just hearing a lot of that sense of, people being interviewed and saying, like, I just want to go home and go to my bed and cook in my own kitchen.
Yeah, it's getting cold out there. I mean, you certainly can't blame anybody for wanting to go inside. And that's why I think we may see some more of these, like, mic checks and things like that, where same kinds of techniques, but in a different environment. It may or may not be, hard to say, but it may or may not be that we'll see things evolve.
Well, Brady, you have an adorable little son that I've seen some videos of, and I know that this is something that a lot of parents do. They make videos of their kids, and some of them are actually making money off of them. I'm thinking of one. There's a little British kid whose little brother bites his finger, and apparently, it's been seen 4 million times or something like that. What's the incentive for somebody to make a viral video?
I think it's the chance to sort of have your 15 minutes, if I can use that almost outdated metaphor at this point. We're now at the point where we're aware, at least most of us are aware, that what we're sharing is available to a greater amount of people than that we actually know personally. And so there's always that, you're always thinking, oh, well, what is the thing that maybe will catch people's eye or will sort of, make it out to the broader audience. That said, I thought there was something interesting that happened on the Jimmy Kimmel show recently where he sort of put this idea to the test where he was talking about, he said, parents, I want you to go home, make a video of your kids where you tell them you've eaten all of their Halloween candy and then film what happens and send it to us. And the kids freaked out because I can't believe you took all my Halloween candy. And there was a little bit of discussion of whether that was, a little too mean to the kids or whether it was all in good fun. But I don't think there's any shortage, especially as the video gets better on smartphones and things like that. There's just the opportunity. You just think, well, my kid is the cutest kid in the world. Everybody's going to want to see this video.
Well, let's end that with something that's weird, even for the thing that you find online. A guy screaming at trucks?
I found this on BuzzFeed. I have no idea who it is or why it is, but he's found one of those DiGiorno pizza tractor trailers, and on the side of the truck it says, it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno. It's a delivery truck.
All right, let's hear it.
Hey! What are you doing? It's not delivery! It's DiGiorno!
Brady, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet, Virginia!
The side of the truck! Shit! Hey! You're not yellow! You're orange! You're